Okay, so we are returning now to chapter 3, the liberal state and class conflict, 1830 to 1875. The concept of class and class conflict was not a contribution of socialist ideologues, much less of Karl Marx. It is a Saint-Simonian idea developed and pursued by Guizot as part of the liberal project. I always got to remind myself to slow down when I start, you know, feeling discomfort. As part of the liberal project, Saint-Simon's view of the class structure in the modern industrial world was that there were three classes: the property owners, the property less, and the savants. And seems to me, debt here, Plato. He saw the class conflict between the industrials, those who work, and the idlers as a transitional phase to be superseded by a harmonious society. And that's what Bentham was intending to pound into place as well. We would all be happy. There's that debt to Bentham as well as to Plato. And then of productive industrial classes under the aegis of the savants, and those are obviously the philosopher kings, a meritocratic vision in which the old aristocracy of birth would be replaced by an aristocracy of talent. For Guizot, the concept of class was an essential element in his efforts to legitimate the political aspirations of the bourgeoisie. But in 1830, Guizot and his friends succeeded, as they were simultaneously succeeding in Great Britain. Not coincidentally. This is a plan. These guys are, they've been organized. It's our time for us to use our technology to get free. In establishing a form of middle class, okay, so Guizot and his friends were establishing a form of middle class rule as a, quote, permanent juste milieu, or golden mean between the extremes of revolution and reaction. The Chamber of Deputies on August 7, 1830, suppressed the preamble to the Charter of 1814 as, quote, wounding the national dignity by appearing to grant to Frenchmen rights which belong to them essentially. Right. Wallerstein, where are we going? And so that's the kind of sleazy, underhanded move that the power guys of today have learned to polish smooth. Continuing, the liberals politically and the grande bourgeoisie socially had at last won their droit de cité. And Wallerstein's note reads, both Lum, this is a scholar he was referring to, both Lum and Putas speak of the substitution of one class for the other as the dominant force. that was their ambition, and they succeeded. I don't know if I would say it that way. I would simply say that these guys got organized and imposed their worldview on the entire world. Worldview for real. Except these guys don't just want to be kings. What they lust for is divinity. And Guizot, et all the rest of his fellow tribesmen, had hit upon a strategy that down the road would bring them to that first step on the throne. Albert O. Hirschman ties Guizot's proclamation, Enrichez-vous, as a model of conduct for the citizen, to this calculation. Quote, those who observed money-making activities from a distance and with some disdain nonetheless derived comfort from the thought that when the lower orders or the great mob of mankind have only interests to pursue, i.e. money, they have little time or taste for the passions, i.e. revolution. And that's from the passions and the interests, political arguments for capitalism before its triumph, by Albert O. Hirschman. He makes the case effectively, and what Wallerstein documents here backs him up, that accumulation was encouraged intentionally, by the, quote, few who play for the higher stakes of power, as a conscious strategy to keep the, quote, unquote, mob too busy simply surviving to bother their betters, quote, unquote, with thoughts of getting free. This is old strategy, but once with the help of Plato's propaganda playbook, his political strategy handbook, The Republic, once a small but very organized group decided to orient the whole of society around it, this creation of want and misery, manufactured scarcity, so we would come begging on our knees. They altered decisively to their advantage the terms of engagement with we the people, i.e., it became something different when resurrected as a totalitarian vision.